is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Now listen, Monday. When we come back on Monday.
Monday.
Everywhere except New York, probably. We'll have a big show. We're going to have, I don't care that the guy is the host of the new To Tell the Truth.
Uh-huh.
The guy's coming in who was the Elaine's boss on Seinfeld. The guy who was Jay Biederman.
Peterman, right?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, the guy that talks like that.
Yeah, the guy with the gray hair.
Sure, and he's done those commercials where he's like in a, you know, Roman costume.
Yeah, right. He's coming in on Monday.
Good.
Also, Monday we'll be celebrating Elvis's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Now, since we just did the Hamburger James story, and you know, here's the bitch about Elvis. The thing is that he died just like 4 months away from his birthday.
I thought you were going to say for our sins.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Right.
Yeah, so true.
Right. And we just did the Elvis death show, which is like at the end of August. But we do like doing an Elvis birthday show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on something special for Monday.
Very good.
We're working on something special with somebody special.
Ooh.
Who's never been on the show before, coming in.
That's exciting.
On Monday. But even if that falls through, mm-hmm. we're going to have some of our best Elvis stuff and some of the stuff that you haven't heard in years.
You never know. There's always a chance somebody's down at Graceland might do something silly, and we might be able to call down there.
On Monday, yeah. So that's Monday's episode. Now, we had a winner today for $500 with Secret Sound Number 2, which was the Secret Song Number 2, excuse me.
That's right.
That queer song, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. We'll have a brand new song for you shortly and a chance for you to win the money. Now that I got all the plugs out of the way, oh, and we also quit in New York today.
Yes. Right.
Unless they put us on live, but no need to worry about that.
No.
Let's get to a Friday favorite because I know we have a big time movie star coming in.
It's game time now. JFK with
that's
cash
right.
for you and me.
Ma!
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Low Budget Jeopardy. And listen, who doesn't love Sean Connery?
Oh, my God.
I heard you had some trouble with Stevens. I understand he's giving you a hard time.
Ken Stevens, yes.
I got a solution for you. You grab his balls. Cup your hands and squeeze. One fella, you got two in here, right?
Yeah, there's Stevens and Coleman.
Yeah, you got two guys to deal with, and you got a two-man show. You got a bunch of boys around here. What you do is you grab one guy. You say, go over and hold Stevens. Hold him by the arms. Uh-huh. Pull his arms back. Then you have another guy sneak around and grab his balls. And you squeeze. You squeeze hard. Squeeze as hard as you can until he goes along with what you want him to do.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to do it. That's the Chicago way.
Say Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. She was a marvelous piece of ass.
And you boned her, right?
I boned them all. We've had that discussion before.
I know, but
we're heading down that highway again, but that's all right, because this is, as I tell you, every single time I come by here,
I know.
This is the show where I'm able to let what's left of my hair down, and I can talk to you about the different things and the different people that I've boned during my illustrious Hollywood career.
Were you invited to the wedding between Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas?
She didn't want me anywhere near it. She didn't want me to come near that because Michael Douglas was really inadequate for her.
As a lover?
I'd just like to tell you something about Sean Connery. You know, I was 007, and that's where I achieved most of my fame. And I'll tell you right now that the fact of the matter is Michael Douglas and Sean Connery are two totally different guys. And when she worked with me on that fantastic movie, you remember when she was going in between the lasers?
Entrapment.
Entrapment. She was beautiful, lovely. Thank you for reminding me because my brain's going just a little bit. I'll tell you right now, I had her every single night that we were doing that show.
You boned her?
Boned her every single night. Wow. I boned all my leading ladies. Kim Basinger when Never Say Never Again. She was great. That's pre-Alec Baldwin that I boned her.
But now, with Zeta.
Yes.
Besides boning her.
Yes, yeah, she's great. It's great to bone. I just like to tell everybody, especially at an advanced age, and I'm plus 70 now, I'd like to tell everyone that you can bone until you're 80, 90 years old. Bone as much as you can, and it'll keep you young, laddie.
Did you get her to do everything to you?
She did everything. Everything. We did everything. Wow. Oral, anal. It was fantastic. It helped the script, you see. You know, when we worked on the script, and when you're doing a feature film, when you're doing one of those pictures, What you have to do is you actually have to work very hard to get the things just right, and occasionally you'll do some ad-libbing on the dialogue. And if you're doing oral and anal in the morning, it's very easy to change the line and keep the energy working in the afternoon.
But it's got to be in that order, right? You wouldn't want to do anal and then do oral.
Oh, I'm not. No, well, I didn't do that. You should.
Well, I meant from her standpoint.
She did it to me. She did the anal to me.
Wait, what do you mean?
She put a strap on.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's it. You have to have wide horizons, as Sean Connery. I loved it, lad. I loved every second of it, lad. It was fantastic.
Wow.
You took it there.
Yeah, it's experimental. She's into lots of experimenting. I said, Catherine, first day I met her, I said, Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'm Sean Connery. It's good to see you. Would you like to come back to my trailer? And she said, I'd love to come back to your trailer. She came back to the trailer, and she walked in, and she said, would you mind if I put on my strap-on?
It's that fast?
Yeah, she had a satchel with her, duffel bag, much like the one they used in Animal House. And right inside of that was the strap-on, and I was all set to go, and I was ready. And then she was ready, and then we just got right down to it. And, of course, we do a variety of sexual things, but I would say she's number one, and that's saying something for my illustrious Hollywood career.
She's number one with your number two.
She's number one with everything. I'll tell you, I'd let her do everything. She'd tickle me down there. She'd tickle the beanbag. Yeah, she liked doing that.
Did you let her manipulate you?
Yeah, she's a Catholic.
Did she manipulate your prostate?
She did. She did that, though, with the strap on. It was fantastic. I would say you shouldn't knock it unless you've tried it. It's really good, especially at my advanced age. It worked out very well, but I'm very happy for her and her new baby. And I hope that Michael Douglas will be very happy. She's extraordinarily attracted to older men. So he should keep his eyes peeled, because just around the corner might be a Gene Hackman or somebody like that. You never know. Those older, aging actors on screen. Yeah. And Harrison Ford's not long in the tooth. He is long in the tooth, I should say.
Hey, this movie that you're in now, this
Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester.
I went to...
There are lots of good films out there. I'd like to present Oscars to all of them if I could. Castaway. Yes, sirree. What women want.
I went to see Castaway, and they showed the ad for Finding Forrester. And here's
Little Nicky.
Here's my complaint with the trailer.
The Horse Whisperer.
They show you the whole damn movie.
Yes, they do.
In the trailer. Mm.
Traffic.
Oh. You.
And the winner is Gwyneth Paltrow. I just practice those all day long. That's what I do. You know, I rehearse because the names don't come easy to me, so I actually have to rehearse, all right? So you can understand that, of course.
In this movie, though, the Finding Forrester?
Finding Forrester.
You work with this black dude who has never acted in a movie.
He never acted a day in his life, and he's a natural man. I'll tell you right now, the lad, he's got enormous talent, and I think if he had had any formal training, he probably wouldn't have done as well as he did. I'm very, very happy that he was my co-star in Finding Forrester.
Now, did you bone him?
No, absolutely not. Don't do that. Don't do that, lads. I don't go for the boys. Little or older, I don't care for that. It's simply the lovely ladies. Those are the ones that I truly enjoy.
Well, then how did you bond with this soul brother?
I found it very easy. He's just a very easy kid to get along with. And, of course, we on the set enjoyed quite a few pornographic films together. I had a VCR. A VCR brought into the set. And during breaks, you know, it's a long process making feature films. There's a lot of downtime, a lot of waiting. So I said, bring in the VCR and get us some quality pornography. So I ordered up about six to eight Andrew Blake films.
Oh, excellent.
And we'd pop them into the VCR and watch them all. They were fantastic. Good. I'll tell you right now. The thing I like about Andrew Blake is he uses quality performers. You know, he doesn't use those Ron Jeremys, you know, with the big bellies. He uses firm, hard bodies, and then he has them in nice, sensitive musical situations. But there's no lack of deep shots of penetration and also great money shots. I'm very fond of all of those.
So while you're watching this pornography with this kid who'd never acted before.
Yeah, he's a little older. I'm not sure how old he is. I think he's over the age of 18, though.
Yes.
While you're watching.
Sure hope he is. Otherwise, I could be in trouble.
While you're watching the movies with him, what are you guys doing?
We're drinking beer. Lots of beer and hard liquor. Scotch, rye, whiskey. Vodka, Singapore slings, lots of fun. And we eat candy and eat ice cream and watch pornography. It was big fun. I get that on all my movie sets. If you want Connery to do a film for you, let me explain what you need.
Okay.
You need a VCR, Andrew Blake pornography. You need a few dozen pints of Haagen-Dazs in a freezer on the set. And you also need some comic books, Some Grecian formula if I have to, you know, darken the hair on the sides, although I don't care. I don't wear a toupee. I wear the toupees just for the films, you know. Right. When I'm going natural, it comes off, and this is what you get.
I see.
The real bald me. You see these scabs? Ball. You see the scabs on my head?
Yes.
I spent too much time on the golf course, and that's why I got scabs on my head. That's the bad thing about being bald. You can get yourself a nasty burn. I was down in the Southern Caribbean and got scabs on my head.
Ooh. Hey, are you wearing a dress today?
Yeah, I got it right on right now. Would you like to see?
That kilt thing?
I'll stand up for it. You see how tall I am?
Yeah.
Take a look at these.
Oh, my God. Oh, put that down.
Have you ever seen a larger pair of balls?
Please.
Have you ever seen a larger pair of balls?
Put your dress down.
I'll tell you, it's cool in here. This is good. I was getting a little over.
You remind me of that guy we saw in that video that had, like, elephantitis of the balls.
But it's not that interference. That's why I like my kilt, because I can just let it breathe free, you see? It's fantastic. I'll tell you, it's amazing, isn't it? I'll show it to you again.
No, we don't want to see your balls.
If you take a closer look, you can see this. It's the large balls with the tiny little mushroom cap.
Well, now listen. I'll give you this. The ball is big.
Yes, it is.
But why? But why is the color so odd?
You noticed that, did you?
Yeah.
That's a long story.
Really?
I'm unwell.
Oh, no.
It was a hunting accident.
No.
I was off in Alaska, you see, and we were hunting moose. Giant moose with big antlers. And we got one. A big one. His antlers were about 8 feet wide. It was absolutely incredible. And as I walked up, he jerked his head. He was still alive, you see, and he caught me in the groin.
Oh.
And it caused a blood infection that has caused the entire area to go an off shade of orange.
I noticed
that's what you notice. It's not black and blue.
No, you got an orange ball.
That's what it's an orange ball. Almost looks like an orange, like a naval orange, doesn't it?
It's bigger than that.
I can't control that. They say that it has to be lanced.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's full of all sorts of nasty substances. So I've got to do that. But I don't have the courage to do it right now. And I've been very busy traveling back and forth. So that's also why I'm wearing the kilt. Because it's a bit swollen, my ball.
And what's the deal? You like England, you don't like England, you're from Scotland.
Sir Sean. Do you know that now? Sir Sean. She united me. I'm Scotland.
So you're Scotland. Not. So you're not
Sean
British.
Connery. No, I'm Scottish.
Right. Well, what's the difference?
There's a big difference, laddie. I'll tell you right now. Don't now listen. You're about to piss me off, and if you do, I'm going to throw you out the window. Do you understand that? I don't care for that, and I want to enjoy my life and my time here. And I've got a sore testicle, so I would appreciate it if you'd be respectful of Scotland, the country.
Well, it's the same thing as Britain.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
I'd like to point out the film from another famous movie actor, Mel Gibson. You saw Braveheart.
Yeah, good movie.
Do you remember who they were fighting?
No.
They were fighting the British.
Guys with painted faces.
They were Scottish fighting the British. Come on, lad. I don't have to explain it to you. I'm just going to tell you one more time. They were fighting the British. Oh.
What's wrong?
My ball hurts.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Is there anyone that could give me a massage?
How about Lisa?
No, don't want to do that. No, she looks a little young. I like him just a little bit older.
She's 21.
I don't want her massaging my ball.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, you want a man to massage your ball?
I was thinking about this lad over here.
Oh, Buzz? I don't know if I'm qualified. I'm really not a doctor or anything.
Well, you look like you have good hands. Let me show. Hold your hands up. Yes, those are soft.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's certain jobs. I'm only massaged by men.
Right, what about this guy?
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah.
Come over here, son. Sit down.
Rob, go on over.
All righty.
Go on over and massage Sean Connery's gigantic orange ball.
I'm not sure I want to get in on this.
Now, pull up your chair right here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to slide my kilt up over here.
Oh, if you can, just
take your right hand. Oh, here, put it in mine.
Well, set it on the table.
Okay, put your right hand in mine. We don't really have to do this. I just want to point that out. This is theater of the mind. As you really reach for my hand.
No, you really do have to do it.
No, that's
you really do.
That's not true. That we don't have to do it.
I think Rob would really have rubbed your ball.
I believe he was going for
it,
man. All right, get back over in the corner.
Right.
I don't want to deal with you anymore.
Sorry.
All right, unless you want to do a theater of the mind. Sit down. I'll show you how to do it. I'm going to lift my kilt up.
All right.
You're
going to take your right hand.
Right.
Now put it in mine.
Okay.
Now place it right on the infected area.
Oh, my. It's hot.
Now give me a...
It's throwing off heat.
Give me a gentle squeeze. Not too...
Hey!
Hey.
Sorry.
There you go. That's the way you do it. That's it. Nice. Squeeze. Squeeze.
Oh, I don't
that's
know
good.
About this.
Rob, do you feel any pus or anything?
That's good.
It's pulsating. It's hot.
That's good.
And there's an odor.
Oh, that's good. Aye, boy. Aye, lad.
Smells like fresh bread.
Okay, you've done a fine job. Now go back to your corner.
I stopped now.
Thank you very much.
I'm gonna go
I'll send you an autographed picture. Thanks for massaging my ball.
You hold on to that picture.
Take care now. Always good to see. He's a good lad. Does he do anything? Ask him.
Yeah.
All right. You better wash that off. That'll smell like brie. It'll be a nasty smell for you, laddie. Oh, I feel so much better.
You know, when he went over there,
he reached wanted to take my hand.
He wanted to hold hands with you, really.
Very strange.
I mean, we're just doing a bit.
I was very scared right now. In fact, I'm uneasy. Yes. I'm uneasy about the entire situation. But will you be going to see my latest film, Finding Foresta?
No.
Why not?
Because I told you, I saw the ad.
You went to see Castaway. I heard that on the show.
Yeah, it was awful.
You saw that What Woman Wants, or you walked out?
Yeah, my wife didn't want to see that one.
I guarantee you, if you go see Finding Forrester, you will enjoy that movie more than any film you've seen all year.
Listen, I've already got the premise of the movie. Listen, just from seeing the ads.
What is it?
Here's the whole movie from beginning to end.
Did you like The Hunt for Red October?
Yes, you're very good in that.
I had a great piece there. I shave that hairpiece. I wear it occasionally. The big tall red one. The big, tall gray one, rather than one that sticks up like that.
Oh, right, because you were the naval officer.
Yeah, that gets a lot of chicks.
Now, who did you bone in that movie? I remember all guys in that movie.
I didn't have any boning. It was all guys in a submarine. It was very difficult. I talked about my late wife. It was very depressing. Didn't have an opportunity. I had to take some stunt women from the crew. Yeah, they were just over there. And it was very, very depressing, because who wants Alex Baldwin's hairy ass? So yeah, I looked at that. Absolutely.
So this movie, Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester.
He's a writer. He's written the great American novel, and he's a recluse now. And he hides in his New York apartment.
Uh-huh. Shakespeare in love.
Until he accidentally meets this young kid from the project.
The Hunt for Red October.
Who, as it turns out, has some writing ability. Sean Connery helps him, tutors him, becomes a mentor.
The French lieutenant's woman.
At the end of the movie, hey, guess what? The guy's a brilliant a friggin' writer, and Sean Connery finally comes out of hiding at the end of the movie. Wow. You know, that's it.
Family business.
Why should I see it?
Dude, where's my car?
You should be in that.
You were not in Dude, Where's My Car?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. I'm just liking to pronounce them. I enjoy saying films just like I was a presenter at the Oscars. Absolutely, it's big fun. Baby Geniuses. Very, very exciting. Look Who's Talking. I love saying that. Pulp Fiction. Fantastic. Isn't it great? Wouldn't you like me to present all the films at the Oscars? It would be great.
Do a Pauly Shore one.
Son-in-Law. Jury Duty. Those are the two Pauly Shore movies that I know.
How about In the Army Now?
In the Army Now. Oh, that little fag. I'd like to take him over my knee and snap him like a twig. I really would.
You don't like him?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Mm-hmm. That's one of mine, Junior. You remember that one?
Oh, that's right. You're Indiana Jones' dad.
Ernest. Scared Stupid. These are Oscar winners. I'll tell you right now, I'd like to present to them. I really would. I'd truly enjoy that.
Listen, Sean, we have to take a break. You can massage your ball, I guess.
Absolutely. Baby Geniuses.
And we will take, I think we only need one caller. So we got that guy from Queens who's like the returning champion four or five times or something like that.
What's the one with Bobby Boucher? I'd like to pronounce that
The Water Boy.
The Water Boy.
Phone number is 877.
It's Pat.
365-3636. We will take the first caller to be the challenger right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Dad.
It's January. You ate a ton over the holidays.
Oh, yeah, we had a meal, man.
Lots of lima beads.
Yeah, spam.
Orange ruffy.
Uh-huh.
It's cold, it's dark, and your energy level's so low you don't have the strength to peel the layers of the clothes you've piled on to cover your fat.
Oh, Dad, it's a new year, but it's not a new problem. You know the drill. Diets, the starve, exercise, the kills. It's time to get cotton picking serious.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, is so powerful that one fat burning capsule helps you burn fat, crushes your cravings, and supercharges your energy level.
With powerful appetite suppressants and Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, you can eat what you want, you'll want less, and you'll feel the energy boosting effects in cotton picking 45 minutes.
Stacker 2, GNC Rite Aid. Go to www.stacker2.com.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, Violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Right on!
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
Right on.
Squat and take a growler.
That's a good one. I'd like to take that. Is that what you call feces?
Yeah.
Growler?
Squat and take a growler.
This is Sean Connery. It's time for me to pull up a chair and squat and take a growler.
How's your ball?
It's better since Robé massaged it. The orange has gone out and the color's coming back, and it's not as hot as it was before.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Rob said it felt very hot to his touch.
Very hot. And don't forget to see Finding Forrester.
Unfortunately, my hand is hot and orange now.
Yeah, you'll notice an itching in the morning, too.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm terribly sorry. I got it in the Caribbean.
It happens.
And Rob, you called him Mike.
I did?
I think you did. You said, unfortunately, Mike.
You.
I said hi.
You unbelievable bastard. You called me Mike. My name's Sean.
I guess
you
I have
can't
else
do that. You
to.
Can't do that. I swear to God, I'll kick your ass.
You might not have. I might have misheard you.
I hope so, because I know that that's not Mike.
How's Phil Hochberg?
Do you know him?
I do. I know the whole crew. Really? Sonny Jurgensen, Sam Huff. Fantastic. Frank Herzog.
Have you seen him make pancakes on Channel 9?
On Channel 9 and the morning television show.
That's not embarrassing. What is?
I love morning TV. When I'm here in Washington, that's all I watch. Please make sure you say hi to Joe Krebs and Barbara Harrison. They're good people, one and all. Fantastic. How's Ira Hudson?
It's IJ Hudson.
Oh, geez, he hates it when I call him that. That's for sure.
All right, Sean, we're going to play Love Under Jeopardy. Now, listen to this guy who's calling us from the Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx, New York.
He's won four times.
Fort Apache, the Bronx.
So if he wins today, he gets retired into the Hall of Champions.
The French Connection.
Now let's
Serpico.
Let's play the game.
Godfather 3.
Here is Sean Connery.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and now entering the studios, our challenger. She's a temporary from Arlington. Let's say hi to Jen Sizer.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, baby.
How are you, baby?
I'm just great. Fine, baby. And now entering the studio is the champion. His four-day winning total, $209.
Wow.
From a hospital billing area of New York City, let's say hi to Joe C.
Hi, Joe.
Greetings, Don. Greetings, Sean. I like you and Darby O'Gill and the little people.
Ah, thanks. That was one of my better ones. C. C of love.
And, Sean, Joe, you picked a great time to join us from the Bronx. What could be our final ever show on WNEW.
Yeah. Before we play, can I just say today I'll be playing for a special charity?
Who are you playing for?
Two, actually. Two of them. Half of the winnings will go to the committee to get Leslie Gold back on New York Radio. The other half will go to the United Radio Program Director Brain Fund. Their slogan is, a three share is a terrible thing to waste.
All right, thank you, Joe, with a prepared comedy.
That's it. Very good. Thanks. You rehearsed right. That, and that's good. Rehearsal's always valuable.
I'm reading from a paper, so.
Fantastic.
All right, let's play.
That's it, Joe. Yes, you've kind of derailed the show, but that's all right. No problem at all.
I'm going to lose today. I enjoy playing with you over these 3 months now.
Sea of love.
Yellow.
And now entering the studios,
the
host.
Letter C we're talking about, right?
And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Joe C. and Jen, don't screw with LQ. And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Oh, hi, Joe C. Hi, Jen. Listen, kids, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on ties. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game. That it's LQ or Quizmaster. And always call him the great Sean Connery.
On a clear day, you can see forever.
Here are your categories. They are Sean Connery movies.
I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. I'll buy you dinner.
True or false celebrity New Year's resolutions.
True or false is always a nice category.
Name that NFL starting quarterback.
I don't like that. I like football with a soccer ball.
That's fag ball, soccer ball.
Would you like to see my soccer ball?
No. You mean your yellow one?
That's my orange one.
Your orange one? I just saw it.
Thank you.
What costs more?
what costs more. I'll tell you what costs more is the surgery it'll take to fix the ball.
And states and capitals.
Ah, that's good for the kiddies educating the masses.
So here you go. One more time. Sean Connery movies.
Yes.
True or false celebrity New Year's resolutions.
Fantastic.
Name that NFL starting quarterback.
The Tennessee Titans.
What costs more?
The Baltimore Ravens.
States and capitals. What is it you just love announcing stuff?
The Philadelphia Eagles. The Horse Whisperer. It's lots of fun.
Jen, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
I'll take what costs more for one, please.
All right.
Good luck, Jen.
All of these, incidentally, from local Safeway.
Ah, Safeway. Supermarket.
At least the grocery items. Uh-huh. What costs more, a box of Pop-Tarts or a box of tampons?
Box of tampons.
That was not in the form of a question.
No.
All right, Joe C., here's a chance to keep your win streak going.
I'm going to trust you, Jen. What are tampons?
No.
Sorry, Pop-Tarts cost more.
Really? You come a dime a dozen, don't they?
And here's something for all the ladies. Please, for the love of God, don't stick a Pop-Tart up there. All right, could cause an infection.
Hey, Pop-Tarts, vitamin C.
All right, Jen, you're in control.
All right, I'll take what costs more for two, please.
All right, now, the first item comes from Elvis's Graceland catalog. The second item comes from Victoria's Secret. Okay. Which costs more, a 12-inch Elvis ceramic doll or a 36C Wonder Bra?
I'm going to say, what is a 36C Wonder Bra?
That's correct.
You're on the board with $2. Way to go, Jen. Select again.
All right, I'll take... what costs more for three, please?
All right, these come from 7-Eleven and High's Dairy Store.
Oh, I love a High's Dairy Store.
Which costs more, a Slurpee or a Slush Puppy?
I'm going to say, what is a Slush Puppy?
Joe, it's your chance to steal.
Let me see, what is a Slurpee?
That's right.
$8 for you. Select again, please.
Take me to the NFL starting quarterback, 0-1.
All right, all of these guys in the playoffs this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He is the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders.
Who is Rich Gannon?
Correct.
$1 for you, Joe. Select again, please.
Starting quarterback, 0-2.
Joe's no fag. He knows these.
That's right.
Tennessee Titans.
Who is Eddie George?
Hold on, what he is the? A fag.
Why did I say that?
All right, Jen, it's your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Oh, Jen.
Steve McNair. I always get those two mixed up because they're the only talent on the team. Everybody else is injured.
Steve McNair.
Joe, you're still in control. That's the good news.
Starting quarterbacks for Trey.
Miami Dolphins.
Who is Jay Fiedler?
Nice.
And what a comeback they had last week, I tell
you. $3 for you, Joe. Way to go. Yes, sirree.
Listen,
put a sock in it.
I'm going to miss a lot if tonight is our last show in New York, if they don't put us on live and we do quit. But I'm not going to miss Joe's commentary.
Hey, in the kitchen on the ground? Possible?
All right, Joe, you're still in control. Select again.
All right, Mr. Connery, I'm impressed by you. I'll go for your movies for one.
Sean Connery movies. Beautiful. For one.
Bravo.
Co-stars Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What is Entrapment?
$1 for you. You're rolling now, Joe.
I'll take... You movies for two.
Co-stars Kevin Costner.
What is...
I'm sorry, Joe. Now it's a chance for Jen to steal.
What is...
Kids.
Ah, geez.
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables. They'll put you in for all day. That's the Chicago way. He puts one of yours in the hospital. You put one of his in the morgue. Don't you remember?
Should have remembered that one.
All right, Joe, you're in control.
All right. Sean Connery movies for Trey.
Co-stars Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, what is, The Presidio?
I don't know. Maybe not the one I'm thinking of.
Jen, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Family Business.
Family Business. Dustin Hoffman, Matthew Broderick.
Correct.
Vehicular Manslaughter.
Thanks for saying it for me.
My pleasure. Joe, you're in control.
I never forget about Matthew Broderick.
You did an island pretty close to Scotland. Mm-hmm. All right. Joe, you're in control.
All right, let's go with states and capitals for one.
States and capitals. Joe, it is the capital of the great state of Massachusetts.
What is Boston?
Right.
That's right, Boston. All right, $1 for you, Joe. Select again, please.
States and capitals for two, please.
It is the capital of Nevada.
What is Las Vegas?
No. Nay. Yeah. And Jen, it's your chance to steal.
What is Carson City?
Hey, you're right.
Hey, Jenny. You're doing fine. Shut your dogs up, though. All right, Jen, select again, please.
All right, I'll take states and capitals for three, please.
Capital of Minnesota.
Duluth.
Pardon me?
Duluth.
Duluth.
No.
Ah, that's right. Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth.
All right, Joe, your chance to steal.
I learned this from last time. What is St. Paul?
St. Paul, correctamundo.
Ah, he's a fast learner. He learned it from last time. All right, you're in control, Joe.
All right, what's the other one? True or false? Oh. Celebrity New Year's.
You got it. You got it. True or false, celebrity New Year's resolution.
Hugh, let the dogs out.
I'll tell you the celebrity and a resolution. Tell me if it's true or false.
Yeah.
Carney Wilson.
Oh.
New Year's resolution.
Bonder.
To have as much sex as possible.
What is true?
That's right.
It's funny because it's true. Okay, same
category. $1 for you there, Joe. Select again, please.
Same category for two.
Ray Romano.
Hmm?
To stop cracking his toes.
What is false?
Ah, Jen, your chance to steal.
All right, what is true?
Aye.
There you go, Jen. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and I will go to true or false celebrity for three, please.
All right, final question on the big board. Carrot Top.
Excuse me, I got a sesame seed caught in my nostril.
Carrot Top, New Year's resolution. To get the chance to act in a serious, dramatic movie role.
I'll say what is true.
That's correct.
Wow. $3, and that's the end of the first round, Carrot Top.
That is correct.
Have you heard he's carving his face up to look like a woman?
Oh, Josie and Jen, hold on a second. They both will continue
to
the second round, to final low-budget Jeopardy.
You are right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
Come on, come on. Hey, how you doing?
Here's Dennis Murphy with a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
I'm a bull.
It's Don and Mike, and it's big, baby, big.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Who is that last guy? What's the matter with him?
His name is Dennis Murphy.
He doesn't sound quite right.
He's a big fan of the show.
Is he a fan of mine?
I think I'm
sure he is.
I don't see why he's not a fan of you, Sean Connery.
Aye. Finding Forrester.
We've got, Josie and Jen.
I would like to say Josie's made himself quite a pain in the ass.
Both standing by to play the final low budget Jeopardy. Okay, kids, are ye ready?
See no evil, hear no evil.
Yes, we are.
All right, it's a tough one today.
You got good questions for them?
Final low budget Jeopardy. Arsenio Hall.
Oh.
12 years ago this week, in 1989, the Arsenio Hall talk show debuted.
Aye.
Here's your final Love of Jeopardy answer.
Yes.
The first guess
Aye.
Is an actress
Aye.
With big eyebrows. Answer in the form of a question.
What? Okay.
And good luck.
All contestants on Love of Jeopardy rule Shiva Shonogram. No, not the baby x-ray that tells you whether it has a penis or not, but a personalized message for your favorite fan from yours truly. Here's a sample of some of my best. How about happy anniversary? Congrats on the promotion. Or my favorite, sorry for your recent loss. Sonograms make great gifts. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo for you.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Now!
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay. I know this is a tough one.
Aye.
But Josie's a four-time returning champ.
You have to make it tougher this time.
Sure do.
There you go.
12 years ago this week, the Arsenio Hall show debuted. She was the first guest, an actress, with big bushy eyebrows. Let's go to Jen first. Jen, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess who is Sandra Bernhard?
Excellent job, Jen.
No. Bushy. Now, yeah, she is. Well, bushy everywhere, I think.
I untrimmed, uncut.